Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Catherine Raphael, author of the new novel, Journey to the Heartstone. Writer Stacy L. Tucker wrote about the novel, a beautiful story reminding us that our own lives are a journey back to the heart of what truly matters in life, love. A very enjoyable read. Catherine, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Journey to the Heartstone, how would you describe the novel?
My novel is a fantasy story about a matriarchal society that has been torn asunder by an evil man. And the three tribes, the three matriarchal tribes, need to come together to restore balance and restore harmony. That's the elevator pitch.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write Journey to the Heartstone?
I do. I have always loved fantasy and sci-fi, and I was listening to it, reading a lot, and feeling very frustrated about the role of women in most of the books I read. And as I was lying on a massage table, I had the vision of a scene of an older female character and an older male character in a science or a fantasy situation. And I thought, oh, here's a short story. I've written a few short stories and had them published. And then it kept getting bigger and bigger. But the idea of a female protagonist who was older and a stately, voluptuous body seemed important to me, because it's been hard to identify with so many characters. Usually females have been, you know, just gorgeous babes with no brain and as a love interest, or if they're older, they are the evil crone who is, you know, must be fought and conquered. So for me, having an older woman was important.
It's my understanding that you worked for years with women's rights organizations. What was the kind of bridge from that work to writing a fantasy novel and getting it published?
That's a tough question. I think living in a community of feminists and working for feminist issues and equality issues, the impetus to write a novel grew out of my quest for a more balanced society to live in, where men and women are equitable and equal, regardless of race or anything else. And it just grew out of that. I think that I long for that society of balance and connection. And we're not there yet, but we're working on it.
What was your kind of writing process and your experience when you were working on your novel? Are you someone who wrote an extensive outline, or did you just dive into the narrative and see where it took you? What was that like for you?
Well, Jeff, I started this novel about 20 years ago. And once I realized that the short story was actually growing and growing and becoming a novel, I was terrified and just put it on the back burner. I occasionally picked it up and wrote some more. I guess I'm more of a pantser than an outliner. But I had a background in storytelling, and the lesson I learned from my storytelling teachers was to only tell a story that you love, and to know where you're going and enjoy the journey there. It might go in a different direction one time of storytelling and a different version another way, but you end up in the right place. And I think that's a good way to describe how I finally got this novel written. After 15 years or so, I took a class at Hedgebrook, a women's writing retreat. And out of that class, I developed a community of writers, the Roving Writers, my writing group. And they gave me the courage to finish it and edit it and get it published.
That's great. How does that writing work? How does that writing group work? Do you meet online or do you trade manuscripts? How does that work?
We live all over the country. So mm-hmm. we occasionally, we have a monthly call and we use it for critique. We try to get together in person once or twice a year to do some in-depth retreat critiquing and salon conversations about writing and other people's work, annotations, et cetera, et cetera. Some of us have taken writing workshops together online or in person. So we've just sort of made it up as we went along, but the support was really essential. We all write in different genres, and it's been a real education for me to read other kinds of works and receive and give critique, because that's not something I was used to as in my early career as a board member and a metalsmith and a storyteller.
Are you working on a new novel now?
I have a sequel growing in my head to my current novel, and I'm also been working on a romance, because there's nothing wrong with romance these days. They're just sort of moving right along, slowly but surely.
That's great. Are there female fantasy and science fiction writers that you've read over the years that you consider inspiration for the work that you're doing?
Oh, yeah. One of the first books that I read that had actual women that I could identify with was a book written in 1979, The Wanderground, Stories of the Hill Women by Sally Miller Gearhart. I think that was a book that I gave everybody for a holiday gift that year. Another one is Mercedes Lackey and her Valdemar series. And her trilogy, The Last Herald Mage, was the first time I'd encountered a gay protagonist. And I thought that was wonderful because in the late 70s, early 80s, there was such a limited pantheon of characters, and we needed to expand. That was exciting. The Parable of the Sower and the Parable of the Talents by Octavia Butler and McCaffrey, Dragon Riders of Pern, gave me female characters that were strong and powerful and really helped me envision a story where that was possible.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Given your own journey as a writer, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
Clearly, my first one is don't give up. It took me this long to get here. But if you have a story inside you, it's a gift to the world to let it out. So just keep going. That's the main thing.
What novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
During the pandemic, I started reading Jodi Taylor's Chronicles of St. Mary's, and she has so many of those books and novellas that it kept me going through most of the pandemic. And then her Time Police series just carried on from there. They're absolutely entertaining, and her mind being able to conceive time travel in that way just was astonishing to me. So I await her next novel coming out.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novel Journey to the Heartstone?
Well, thanks. They can find me at Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Raphael, Raphael.com. It's my website. It's got links to my media pieces and some of my musings and short stories that I've had published, as well as sort of a better introduction to who I am and how I got here.
That's wonderful. Well, again, we've been speaking with Catherine Raphael, author of the novel Journey to the Heartstone. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Catherine, thanks for doing this interview.
Jeff, thank you so much. It's been lovely.
Wonderful.
This is the creation story for my novel. As it was in the time before time, the goddess danced the dance of creation among the stars. With a graceful sweeping step, she scooped starlight together into a sphere of energy and fused it into a world, our world, alive with forests, grasses, mountains, valleys, rivers, and oceans. With the flick of one wrist, two moons appeared. With the flick of the other, a sun. The goddess was pleased, but it was just the beginning. She tossed her head and twirled around. Animals, fish, and birds appeared. The goddess was pleased, but her work was not yet complete. Breathing deeply, she kicked up her heels and spun again. The people came into being. Life was full. All beings were connected to the land, finding nourishment and pleasure wherever they went. The goddess was pleased, but she imagined even more. She gently placed the heartstone in the center of the world. Then, from her heart, she sang a note of pure joy. From this sound, her daughter, Kamith, appeared, fully grown. First mother of the people, the goddess was pleased. Her dance was complete. Under her loving eye, our dance began. From Chapter 5. What has you worried? You know that Steph and Dove can take care of themselves. Steph has needed something to do. He's too old to be sitting in the middle of nowhere with his nanny and sister. He's been wanting to join the resistance, you know. This will be good for him. In a way, I'm jealous of him. At least he's doing something. I'm just worried that I misinterpreted the signs and sent them on a fool's errand. If something happens to them, I'll blame myself. Cora burst into tears. Rilda carefully filled their mugs and brought them to the table. She handed Cora a large handkerchief. Cora wiped her tears and blew her nose. I don't know what's the matter with me. I seem to cry all the time. Well, there's quite a bit to cry about, dearest. And you're pregnant. When I was pregnant with Kip, I cried a lot. Everything I cooked tasted salty from tears, and that was the happiest time of my life, Rilda said, smiling wistfully. Rilda took Cora's hands, holding them gently in her own. With a slight squeeze, she said, "The work of the goddess is often a mystery. On the other hand, I can't believe that our destiny is to live under the rule of Vestor and his henchmen. Balance must return if we are to survive. All Minkins, Karoos, and Dutes must come together. You have shown us this will happen. From the moment you told us about your vision, you had no uncertainty. It's only your fear that is causing you doubt now." Cora thought about that. "You're right. It is just fear. And I seem to have a lot of it," Cora said, blowing her nose into the handkerchief once again. "Fear has a way of growing. That's why it's important to recognize it and let it go," Rilda responded, patting Cora on the knee.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.